The invitation is for you to close your eyes or lower the gaze and make yourself comfortable. Settling into what is supporting you. Allowing the breath to flow freely. In a sense of welcoming the breath, welcoming yourself into the moment. Maybe tuning in to your soft anchor point, allowing yourself to feel grounded, using the breath to kind of transition yourself from the head into the body. Opening to the feelings in the body, feeling the spine, feeling it being upright if you're sitting or relaxed if you're lying. No folds. Feeling how the back or your body is connecting with what is supporting you. Hands are resting easily somewhere. Reminding ourselves that we don't need to fix anything, we just need to meet what is already here. To settle light, I tend to take a few longer breaths, counting in for four, holding for two, and slowly, fully exhaling for a count of six. Inhale. Hold. And exhale. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. And really letting go, feeling the softness. Allowing the breath to flow freely. And just simply checking in. What is here in my body now? My feet and my legs. My back and my chest and my belly. My arms and hands and fingers. My shoulders and neck and my head. Feeling the breath filling the body, a sense of the whole body expanding as you're inhaling. And the whole body contracting as you are exhaling. Finding my place in the body. Reminding myself that the mind wanders, and that's what it does. And that's a perfect opportunity to practice kindness to self. A little smile, a little acknowledgement. And then as we breathe out deeply, little smile and releasing and softening shoulders and jaw and eyes. Thank you. Thank you for all you do, the mind and body. And holding that for a moment and then coming back to what I'm doing. Opening to sounds, allowing us to leave the body there in the background and the breath supporting us. But bring the focus to what do I notice in sounds? Sounds inside my body, sounds all around me, far away or close. And noticing how sounds are landing with me. Pleasantness or unpleasantness or not much. Seeing if we can allow the sounds just to pass through us without judgment, just observing. As we open to thoughts and feelings and emotions, and we start the practice of the emotional complexes. Inviting a quiet little question, softly. What is moving in me right now? Which question am I trying to answer? Noticing any feelings inside me. In this moment, do I feel safe? Am I secure? Do I feel a belonging? Am I loved? Is it fair? Do I have agency? Am I valued or am I effective? Or something else, something higher? Do I feel a purpose? Do I feel meaning? Do I feel freedom? Opening to what emerges after the question. A feeling. Maybe there is a little contraction, a little energy, a little tug, a little pressure or warm, a feeling tone of pleasant or unpleasant. If we don't feel much, then we can try again with a little smile, a little release and relax. Am I safe and secure? Am I loved? Am I valued? Am I effective? Do I feel a purpose, a meaning? Do I feel I have freedom? Opening to what emerges. Sensation. Little energy, little warmth, little contraction, little pressure or feeling tone, pleasant or unpleasant. If we feel something, we locate it. Where is it? Where is the sensation? Is it in my gut, lower belly? In my chest or my heart? Is it my throat or my jaw or my head? Sometimes it can be a profound thing to just to place a hand near the area of where we can feel it. Maybe placing a hand on your belly or your chest or on your chin, resting your hand in your chin. And just gently naming what we feel. This is fear asking for safety. This is longing asking for belonging. Oh, this is frustration asking for agency. Observing and naming. Just greeting what is here, holding it with kindness and openness. Whilst holding it in kindness, feel your feet against the floor or what is supporting you. Feel your body against the chair or the stool or the what is you're lying on. Imagine the support extending down into the ground and Gently whisper inwardly, the ground is holding me. The ground is holding me. Inhaling, feeling the breath, slow and steady. And maybe exhale a little longer than the inhale. And on each out breath, allow the identified area to loosen and soften. Allowing the breath to flow freely. Bringing the focus to maybe to your hand, where, resting where the emotion sits. Or maybe holding it. Bringing the hand to a cup of warm tea or coffee. Or maybe just touch of fabric. Feeling the texture, the weight and the temperature. Feeling the comfort of this moment with your hand. Letting your hand just rest. And bring to mind one item that you really enjoy. Something in the room or in your building or not far away. Something you see regular that invites a sense of stability and steadiness. Maybe it can be something simple as just a doormat that says welcome. Maybe it's just a key to the door. Or maybe a very comfortable chair. Maybe kitchen table. Something familiar. Notice how the combination of weight and breath and an image of something familiar, the touch of something comfortable, begins to change the inner climate, maybe feeling some warmth, a little sighing or gentle softness. Like your body is receiving your experiences. Feeling how the safety complex is active, or the belonging complex is stirring. Feeling the emotions. Observing with a curious mind, warm and open, accepting and allowing. Knowing that the body will adjust when it's ready. Maybe sensation moves, fades, transforms. Maybe it doesn't this time. Either way, we just stay with it. While we're holding and staying, I shall read a little poem, The 10 Fields of the Emotional Complexes. The 10 fields, out past the noise of engines and errands, I walked until the earth spoke plain, not in words, but in the pulse that steadied underfoot, the old reassurance. You are held. That was safety, the first field, where moss builds its patience empire and roots do the silent arithmetic. Further on, the path bent towards a stand of birch. Each tree leaned to another, their white skins touching. That was belonging. The way trunks, even when apart, share the wind. A kestrel flashed overhead, a strike of purpose. That was agency, clean and precise. No apology for hunger or direction. By the river, light played with water. Every ripple was an attempt. Every glint a reward. That was valuation, the river saying, effort is never wasted if it moves you towards the sea. At the canyon's rim, thorn and blossom lived in the same stem. That was boundary, the art of being both invitation and defense. In a meadow, two deer nosed each other's flanks, then bounded away together. The grace of intimacy, the knowledge that closeness requires space to run. Later, clouds opened and rain wrote its silver handwriting on the soil. The land drank without complaint. That was contribution, the joy of giving back what one has been given. High on the ridge, hawk spiraled in quiet argument about the wind. That was status, the instinct to find one's height without forgetting the thermals that lifts all wings. Dusk came and the world loosened its boundary. Foxes began the patrol. A moth tested the night. That was exploration, the soft curiosity that outlives daylight. And when the stars arrive, the last field opened, transcendence, where even fear remembers its lineage to wonder. I stood there, breathing the old air that has seen everything and still forgives. Sometimes you don't need to master your feeling. You only need to walk until each one finds its landscape, and the body, recognizing the terrain, calls it home. Allowing those little simple words just to settle. Noticing how it feels in the body now. Maybe the feeling is gone. Maybe there is only warmth and softness under my hand. Knowing that by allowing change to happen on its own, the body will adjust when it's ready. Maybe taking a deeper breath, feeling of distance from the change. Noticing what question was it that triggered the feeling? Notice maybe what it seemed to need. And notice what helped it to ease. Holding that in my mind. Remember that. Maybe try the practice again and see if it changes. Come to an end of the practice, maybe putting a hand on your heart and maybe in a soft inner voice, thanking myself. Thank you. Thank you, my mind, thanking my body. Thank you for showing me where I live today. Thank you. And maybe starting moving fingers and toes and gentle rolling the shoulder. And slowly open the eyes. And we come to stop.